You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Oh, we're going to have some fun today. I don't think we've featured this event on our show before. This is going to be really cool.
This is a new one. I think Atlanta is in for a real treat.
I think they are. I mean, we have the flying Tunisianis in the house today. I mean, how cool is that? A trapeze.
Very cool.
Trapeze act. So we're joined this morning by Ahmed Tunisiani and Stephanie Evans Tunisiani. Ahmed, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, so excited. I don't know where to begin. We have these questions that were provided, but I don't want to go there. I mean, so much fun stuff we could talk about. I guess what we ought to do first is, Ahmed, I'll ask you, just give us, I'm sure our audience is not as familiar with the Big Apple Circus as they should be. Give us a quick overview, please.
Well, the Big Apple Circus, as you know, this is their fourth anniversary, and is the comeback of the Big Apple Circus. So they're going to be expecting amazing thrill acts, acrobatic acts, funny clowns, which we have a grandmother clown. We have the fabulous Walendas on the high wire act, presenting in seven pyramid person on the high wire,
wow,
which is never seen before under the big top. And us, the Flying Tunisianis, we're a trapeze troupe. We are presenting the quadruple somersault, which has never seen before.
I've done it.
Those two. I know, right? Me too sometimes. And you're going to see many, many, many other acts. You know, like we have a juggling act, Gamal Garcia, Dandino and Luciana. They do a roller skates act. But you're going to be expecting a family show, very family show. But of course, amazing and with the magic of the circus.
Mm-hmm. I love the circus as a kid. I'm so excited that we got these guys in studio. And so the Tunisiani troupe, tell us about how that all came down. I know you're the captain, Ahmed, but I'll ask Stephanie to kind of give us an overview of the troupe itself.
Yeah, the Tunisiani, it's Ahmed's family. It starts from Ahmed's family. And there are five brothers that did trapeze together for a couple of years. And it's a beautiful history because there are like three generations of trapeze artists. So it's amazing to see how they put it together, an act being such a, like, they love this, you know, they love trapeze. And, but yeah, Ahmed can tell about this a little more, how they started.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a third generation circus family. And this started off with my brothers. It was a family tradition. But with the years, of course, we start getting our own ways. And now I got married. My wife, she joined the troupe. I have my catcher from Brazil, Adriano, and another flyer from Ecuador. And we put this act together, you know, to we are friends, so we wanted to work together. I found one of the best catchers all around. He comes from
Italy. It's always good to have a good catcher.
Oh, yeah. For sure, believe me.
Yeah, and me and Adriano, the catcher, we worked since I was 14 the first time I worked with him in Brazil. So yeah, he's amazing. He has a beautiful history of catching on flying trapeze.
Yeah, and we are presenting very high-risk tricks. You know, up there you're going to see from triple somersaults, double pikes, double layouts, to the quadruple somersault, you know, which is the highlight of the act. But it's a very fast and exciting act.
No doubt.
That's so cool. You know, as kids, we always used to threaten to run away and join the circus, right?
I
but
know,
in your
yeah.
family, it was a tradition. You were expected to be
yes,
in the circus.
Exactly.
How cool is that? I just love that. So what makes this circus special?
Well, you know, it's a traditional circus under the big top, you know, and it's nowadays it has come very hard to see a show like that. It is very special because the show itself this year, they made it very special because of two main reasons, which is the comeback of Big Apple and their 40th anniversary. So they went all around and scout all of the best acts all around the world.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So they wanted to join it together to make a very huge celebration of a circus. And I believe it's a very special year, you know, for them. So it is very a unique show for the family. So, of course, we want to come here and make everybody watch this show, you know, which is amazing. It's a very, very good show.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. All right, the Flying Tunisianis, Carol and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right, we're back with Ahmed and Stephanie Tunisiani. So, circus life, I have this vision of what it must be like. And you know, obviously, there's ways that we've seen it through Hollywood and television and all that. But what is it really like? Stephanie, I'll ask you to lead off. But what is the circus life like?
Okay, the circus life for us, it's a little special because we travel with our kids. So it's amazing how we put the kids to school. We travel with them. So it is a tradition. I'm five generations of circus performers. Wow. So it's here in US, it's beautiful because we have to travel, like the roads are very good for the trailers. We have RV places everywhere. So in Brazil, it was a little harder. We always have to go through the road and get to the town to get a good sleep in the place you have to stay with the big top. And here we travel, we have like nice places to stay, like RV parks and stuff like that. And for the kids, we have school. Like Big Apple always get a school in each town for put the kids, in school. So it's very important.
Oh, wow.
And I'm traveling with my family. I'm doing what I love and traveling with my family, keep the tradition of the family. So I think that's a little bit that the thing I like, the highlight I like to put it there because we're traveling with the kids.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yes. You don't really think about that so much, you know, the kids being there. How many kids are traveling with you this year?
Two.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how does this keep going from generation to generation?
Yeah.
I guess that's how.
That's how.
Because they grow
just
up
don't
in
think
it.
About
they
it.
Come
yeah.
to love it. Ahmed, any other comments on circus life?
Yeah, well, it's exciting. You know, it's you get to experience different lives, different people. You get to meet the whole world. You know, you explore all around because it's our job, you know, to go from here to there. We've been in Europe, Asia, America, of course, South Central America. And for us, it's amazing to share our life and to know from other cultures, you know, as well, because you learn a lot from that. So we love it, you know, we can't have enough of it.
Yeah. So what made you join this particular circus and how was your first year back with the Big Apple Circus?
What made us join, it's the tradition of the show, you know, it's been years for us that we don't work under a tent.
Right.
We've been in different shows, but they work always in theaters or big arenas, you know. But this year has been 9 years already that we don't perform under the big tent. So for me, this is like coming back home.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
This is where I started and this is where I wanted to come back. After so many years being out of it, it was like, this is a perfect place for me, you know. It's where we feel comfortable. We are so close to the audience because that's different too, you know. When you work in an arena, you are 200 feet away from them. So
right.
It's a different kind of expectation for the people. This is more like an up close and personal show.
Much more intimate.
More yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was the best part for me. That was what got me like, I want to go back there. You know, I want to be able to see their faces when you're performing and see how really they enjoy it. And of course, Big Apple Circus has been a circus that has been around for a long time already. So in our tradition, you always heard of the Big Apple. The Big Apple, you always seen one of the best acts there. So we were like, well, when we got the opportunity, I was like, yes, let's go for it, you know. And especially when we play on this side of the country, we live on the west side. So when we play here, it's always nice, you know. I love this side of the U.S. So we're like, well, let's go and tour on that side, you know. It's completely different
from
what we've been doing for the past years.
So here in Atlanta, where is the Big Top? I mean, where is it located?
We are located in Alpharetta at the Verizon Amphitheater.
Okay.
It's on the Lot A. It's a big space, you know, huge space there, very nice feel. It's like in a little park and there's going to be the Big Top set up, you know, very, very nice location.
Oh, that's fun. So what are some of the don't misses? You know, if we're coming to the show this year, what do we want to make sure we don't miss?
Don't miss the Flying 26.
I knew he was going to say that.
No. Well, you see, I will be honest, the whole show, it's a 2-hour show. We have intermission, 20 minutes to 25 minutes intermission. And that you're going to see everything, you know, everything. We have horses, we have ponies, we have dogs, we have juggling acts, we have trapeze, we have aerial acts, we have the fabulous Walendas, Grandma the Clown. And of course, after each show, we will do a meet and greet after the show where the audience can interact with the performers, sign autographs, take pictures, talk for a little bit. We're going to be on the concession stands outside in the front in the main tent. and you will be able to interact with them, you know. So that's very nice, because that's the first time actually the Big Apple is doing that as well. So you can interact with the performers. We're going to be there for around 20 minutes after each show. And so for sure, don't miss that.
Don't miss.
That would always be my favorite part.
That would be
it
fun.
Was seeing these performers that I've been watching up close and seeing that they're, you know, they're actually humans and all that. Real people just like me. And I always thought that process was fun. And I think it would be my favorite part as a performer too, to interact with
people. For sure. For us, that is great, you know, because you get the chance to actually talk to them and ask, because the performers will ask questions as well to them, you know, like, how do you like the show? How do you really feel with us, you know, performing? Mm-hmm. So it's a very nice moment of
And we met a couple of people that is trying trapeze, and you know, trapeze is cool, and they're so exciting to ask us, like, what the tips you guys can give us. And that's very nice. It's important. So
to interact and actually talk with the audience.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Well, you could sit there and say, well, I don't want to share my secrets, but I think part of your mission too is also to expose and get other people interested in the art form.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, because as you said, it's an art. You know, and why not share it with who wants to really do it? And especially for people like that, they go to classes, they go to schools like that. Well, you can see that they have a big passion for it. And of course, why not? You know, we will try to share the best that we can.
Yeah. I guess I'm just curious, you know, as a performer, I mean, obviously you practice on the trapeze, you know, so many times a week. But what else do you do to stay in shape to be able to fly like that? I mean, you can't just all, you know, do you run? Do you work out? Do you all do yoga?
You know, we have a few. She does a lot. She does a lot of cardio. She does that insanity, you know, that workout, all of those. Because, as you said, not only practices gets us the shape that we need, you know?
Right.
That would only maintain us, because we only practice for about 2 hours a day, 2 hours and a half a day.
Right.
But then, we have exercise. We have our routines, you know. We try to run. We try to always keep active with our bodies, because we really need it. You know, we lose a lot of energy after each performance.
Oh, yeah.
So, we try. We do. She does some workouts at home. Sometimes they go inside the tent for about an hour and a half, a big group of performers, and they start doing different kinds of workouts.
Oh, that's
you know?
Neat.
And also trying to like practice different acts, like we hang on the silks and the lira, and Elaine Kramer, she gave us a little stretch. She's the contortionist of the circus. Yeah. So we put together everything we know, so we share a little experience. So it's good.
Oh, that's nice too.
Yeah. Very good.
I think it'd be fun to look behind the curtain and watch you guys conceiving new moves. I think that'd be fun to see and watch how you kind of develop the next thing, you know, the quintuple, whatever. So I don't know how we can keep adding that, but you guys continue to keep doing it. So, all right. Well, this is. I wish we had more time, because there's so much more be fun to explore with you, Godzet. But before we go, should anyone want to get any information about the Big Apple Circus and the Flying Tunisianis, where do they go?
They go to bigapplecircus.com. We have on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the internet. You just put bigapplecircus.com and you're going to find all kinds of information and hours for the Big Apple Circus. You find from ticket pricing to seatings to the whole tour where we're going to be, locations. And you're going to find a little bio of each performance, an act of the shows or what you're going to be expecting on the show. But just go to bigapplecircus.com and you will find any kind of information.
And definitely have a look in the hashtag Big Apple Circus on Instagram. They have beautiful pictures, like family pictures with the kids.
Yes.
You can see the joy in the eyes of the kids in those pictures. It's beautiful.
Outstanding. We'll certainly check that out. Well, Ahmed Tunisiani and Stephanie Evans Tunisiani of the Flying Tunisianis, the Big Apple Circus. Guys, it was great fun having you. Thanks for stopping by. I know you're in the middle of the circus, so appreciate you carving out some time to join us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guests, the Flying Tunisianis, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for right now. Thank you for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.